At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's rock and roll with some Big 12 football power rankings. Welcome in. I'm Pete Mundo. We're HeartlandCollegeSports.com. We cover the Big 12, and we appreciate you being here, as always, as a part of the show. So we've got 16 games in the books, and now it's time to take a look at our power rankings. Now, if you are new to the show, let me just start here. If you are new to the show, I do power rankings. Some may say arbitrarily, but I do it based on the eye test, based on who you actually played and how you looked like in the game that you played or the games that you played thus far this season. We only have one data point to work with, right? So everybody's power rankings are all over the place. But I want to take you through mine and preface this by saying I also typically put extra emphasis on the most recent game. Now, in this case, there's only been one game, so I've only got one data point to work with as we get it rolling here on the show. By the way, if you're new, please subscribe on YouTube, on the podcast, iTunes, Spotify. We are so grateful for you doing that and being a part of this show as we cover all Big 12 football. So at the top of my Big 12 power rankings, I have got the Oklahoma State Cowboys. Now, yes, there were 10-11 FCS teams that played Big 12 teams in week one. But by far, it was Oklahoma State who had the toughest test, taking on the reigning FCS national champion, South Dakota State Jackrabbits. So they were in a tricky spot. If there was a team that was going to come out swinging from the FCS level, it was going to be South Dakota State. And Oklahoma State hit them in the mouth right out of the gates. It never felt like this game was in question. So I've got the Oklahoma State Cowboys at the top of my power rankings for week two. And once again, it's really simply about one thing and one thing only. How you looked, the game was never in doubt, and who you played. I do think the offensive line, when it comes to run blocking, will have some work to do, but I very much like what I'm seeing from Oklahoma State after week one. Number two on the power rankings, I've got the Utah Utes at number two. Now, the opponent, Southern Utah, was not very good. We know that. But you can't have a more perfect game than what Utah had pitching the shutout. You have a quarterback in Cam Rising who threw 5 touchdowns and a half. And by the way, when you look at those ridiculous numbers, I want to make sure I have it right because I don't want to give you wrong data. But Cam Rising had 5 touchdown passes and 5 incompletions on the day. He completed 10 passes. Half of them were for touchdowns. It doesn't look any better than that. Utah had 5 sacks, 8 tackles for loss, 3 passes defended. I mean, Southern Utah was held to under 150 total yards. You can't do much better, even if the competition is horrible, than what you got out of Utah on Thursday night against Southern Utah. So I have got the Utes at number two in my power rankings this week. At number three, maybe the surprise, the Arizona State Sun Devils come in at number three. But to me, they were the most impressive performance of week one in large part. Now, we all know that Wyoming moving on from Coach Bowl was going to look different. But you had an Arizona team that was only a 7-point favorite. And they exceeded that number by 35 points. in terms of how much they beat the spread by. So a monster performance for Arizona State offensively, defensively as well. You can't overlook what this team did on the defensive side of the ball, basically pitching a shutout. And, I mean, my goodness, not just what you saw from Sam Levitt. You saw a student section, a crowd that was unbelievable. You had a defense that didn't allow anything until very, very late in regulation when the game was out of reach. I mean, it was just everything you would have expected, or everything you wouldn't have expected, but everything you would have hoped for if you were an Arizona State fan. So they're the surprise of the week at number three in the power rankings, at 12. At number four, TCU. Some might be overlooking TCU, but hey, it's a power four win on the road. It's pretty damn good. Who else is saying that after week one in the Big 12? The answer, by the way, is nobody. So TCU, yes, got off to a bit of a slow start, had some sloppy defensive penalties, but got back on track, very good second half, and got out of Stanford with a victory. They deserve that number four spot in the power rankings this week. At number five, Kansas State. I see a defense a bit ahead of the offense. I did hear Chris Klieman say that when it comes to the offense, they kept it very vanilla since they've got Tulane this weekend, didn't want to show their hand. But still, you get a trio there of Avery Johnson, DJ Giddens, Dylan Edwards, glimpses of what's going to be a thrilling offense when it all comes together for that side of the ball. Kansas State comes in at number five. At number six, Baylor. Fresh off, of course, last year's horrific memory of a week one loss to Texas State. That was not the case, blowing out Tarleton State. Dave Aranda looks like a different dude. He's calling defensive plays for the first time in several years. Daquan Finn might be the answer that he's been searching for a quarterback the last couple. But, of course, this weekend, Salt Lake City is going to be a real tough test with Utah in a game that is a non-conference game, let's be very clear. A non-conference game because it was previously scheduled for Baylor and Utah. So they're not going to mess with it. It's just going to stay on the schedule as a non-con. At number seven in the Big 12 power rankings, I just gave it away, the Mountaineers out of West Virginia. Now, yes, they lost their game to Penn State. But let me just say this. I give credit, maybe a little extra credit, to teams who actually schedule difficult non-conference games. How many other teams in the Big 12 would have lost to Penn State in that spot? I'm not saying all 16, but it's possible all 16. Penn State, as much as we're reacting to West Virginia, Penn State, that team looks like a playoff team. They got KU's offensive coordinator. He's doing his thing already at Penn State with Alaric quarterback. They finally got some weapons on the outside. That's going to be a dangerous team. Can they finally beat Ohio State, Michigan? That remains to be seen, but that's a playoff team. And I don't like punishing teams for playing really good competition in our power rankings, especially in non-conference play. So these are not my rankings based on how I think the season's going to finish. These are not my rankings based on who I would project to win on a neutral field. These are not my projections based off of week one on how I think the Big 12 standings are going to look. That's not any of this. That's not how I do my power rankings. I do it basically based on what you've done on the field and what we've seen on the field. That's what I do. Now, some of you don't like this because you haven't heard your team listed yet, but just understand it's one game, okay? This thing is going to fluctuate like crazy the next couple of weeks. Just bear with me here. At eight, I've got the Arizona Wildcats in my power rankings. Arizona's offense is a mile ahead of the defense. We knew that was going to be the case, but it was very much on display on Saturday. But Fifita, McMillan may be the best quarterback wide receiver duo in the entire conference. And as I learned from Arizona fans on social media as I'm tweeting away late on Saturday night, or Xing, I guess you would say, late on Saturday night, one thing I learned is that there is like kind of a quasi-rivalry, I guess. Remember, I'm learning these four-corner schools as a Big 12 guy. But there's kind of like this quasi-rivalry, sort of. So I'm not going to call this a rivalry game with New Mexico. But there's more to it than, for those of us that are old-school Big 12 guys or gals, give credit for. So maybe New Mexico's a little juiced up, a little jazzed up, and Arizona's got to pull away with the offense as the game progresses on. I've got them at number 8. At number 9, the BYU Cougars. Now, BYU only favored by a couple of touchdowns in this game. They went on to blow out Southern Illinois. So, once again, I give you a little extra credit here when you exceed your expectations based on the spread in the way that BYU did. They were a 2-touchdown favorite. They won by 28. I was really impressed with quarterback Jake Retzlaff. I know we saw him a little bit last year, but I really liked his pocket awareness, his presence, his quick release. So we didn't learn a lot about BYU in this game, just like we didn't learn a lot about a lot of teams in the Big 12 this week because of the competition. Do I think BYU is going to finish 9th in the Big 12? I don't. But for 1 week, based on what I saw from the quarterback in particular, exceeding my expectations, I've got BYU at number 9. At number 10, I've got Colorado. So Colorado hung on, in spite of itself in large part, to beat North Dakota State. North Dakota State, of course, is an FCS team. And some of you are freaking out saying, my team blew out an FCS team. Colorado barely beat theirs. What gives? Well, Colorado's FCS opponent was ranked in the top 3 in the country at the FCS level. So, all in all, it's a much better win than blowing out a low-level FCS team by a wider margin. So that's why I've got Colorado at 10. You love Travis Hunter. Shedeur Sanders, going to be really good. The only Big 12 quarterback that had a top 10 rating in week 1, according to Pro Football Focus, was Shedeur Sanders. So I know people want to hate on Shedeur Sanders, but the Pro Football Focus guys had him and his performance as the only top 10 performance out of the Big 12 conference in all of college football from week 1.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So do with that information what you want, but I did want to make sure I shared it with you. At number 11 in the power rankings, Kansas. The Jayhawks rolled Lindenwood. It was very vanilla for the Jalen Daniels offense. It was basically a chance for him just to get back on the field and see some live action, and that's exactly what he did. There's not a ton else to take away from the game. There's just not. Lindenwood is picked to finish 8th out of 9 teams in the Ohio Valley Conference. So one of the worst FCS teams anybody played this weekend. That's why I've got him 11th. Do I think KU is finishing 11th in the Big 12? No, I don't. Let's be very clear. But I'm sitting here saying to myself, what more can I do with this information? Not a lot right now. At number 12 in the power rankings, UCF. Now, let's be clear about this. I predicted UCF to play for a Big 12 championship. I still believe that UCF will play for a Big 12 championship. So let's not overreact to these power rankings. They played New Hampshire. New Hampshire is picked to finish 7th in the CAA. Not the best of the FCS level. Middle of the pack at absolute best in a middle of the pack FCS conference. So I love seeing this team run for 450 yards. I think that they are going to be in the Big 12 championship game. I'm standing by my prediction. But one thing I will say is that KJ Jefferson needs to get better at passing the ball. I know it was a very small sample size. I'm not overreacting to it, but I'm also not going crazy when you run for 450 yards on New Hampshire. I just take it with a grain of salt. So remember, the conference went 14-2. I can't put everybody at 1, 2, or 3 and then have the two losers down at the bottom, especially when one of those losers played a top 10 team in the country in West Virginia. So just let's work through this together. It's going to look a lot different here in a couple of weeks. At number 13 in the power rankings, I've got Iowa State. Death, taxes, and as I told you on Sunday's show, in the reaction show, Iowa State underwhelming against an FCS opponent. They beat North Dakota 21-3. It's not North Dakota State. It's not South Dakota State. It's just regular old North Dakota. It was a one or two score game for most of the afternoon. Now, no one's going to freak out about this. If they beat Iowa, oh boy, everybody's happy in Ames on Saturday. But I want to see a little more than what I saw in that game against North Dakota, and we'll see if we can get that coming up this weekend. At number 14 in the Big 12 football power rankings here at Heartland College Sports, Cincinnati. Now, they get off to a solid start under Scott Satterfield, right? Big win over Towson. Brendan Sorsby impressed in his debut. Special teams were a problem for the Bearcats, primarily in the first half. Muffed a punt, kickoff go out of bounds, and yeah, their kicker missed a 31-yard field goal. So some work to be done there for Cincinnati. At number 15 in the power rankings, Texas Tech. The Red Raiders were 32-point favorites against Abilene Christian, and they nearly blew it in regulation and then again in overtime. And frankly, if not for some awful play calls late by Abilene Christian, especially those two fade passes in regulation, Texas Tech might be sitting at 0-1 right now. And then the conversation in Lubbock for some people is a very different conversation. Fair or not, you lose to an FCS team as a 32-point favorite, the conversation's going to change, and it's going to change quickly. But in the end, Tech is 1-0. If they go to Washington State and they get a victory this weekend, this will be a distant memory, and they will not be 15th in our power rankings. I don't think Texas Tech's the second worst team in the Big 12, but after that single-game performance, how can you tell me they're worthy of being anything but second to last in the power rankings this week? And frankly, they would be dead last if Houston didn't completely soil themselves against UNLV in by far the worst Big 12 performance of week one. Now, UNLV's a solid group of five team. You can't look at UNLV if you knew what was coming back and act like this was a shocker that Houston lost. I told you that betting Houston minus 2 and 2.5 was a sucker bet last week. That's on the show. You can find it from last week's show. I didn't think they'd lose and get totally embarrassed by 20 points. I didn't think that Donovan Smith would look like a guy who literally has not played big-time college football, which he has played plenty of, right, between Texas Tech and Houston. But that's how this team looked. They looked so overmatched. They looked like they didn't want to be there. I mean, it was just the offensive line was a mess. So Houston comes in dead last. And I'll tell you right now, that game against Oklahoma, I want to be so wrong about it. But my goodness, that has disaster written all over it. I'm Pete Mundo, Heartland College Sports. We cover the Big 12 Conference. It is great to be here with you on another show as we get right into the thick of football season here. So I want to give you a couple of nuggets. Later in the week, I usually do this on Thursday sometime, I give you my lock, underdog, and bad bet of the week. So I went 1-2 this past week for week one. My underdog was West Virginia. Disappointed in that. I thought Wyoming, that was my lock at +7. Big mistake there. And then my bad bet was Houston -2.5, which means I was on the other side of that with UNLV. So that was the game that I took care of. Now, this week, I'm not going to give you any picks right now. I just want to tell you where things are trending on a couple of key games. First off, Arizona State, Wyoming opened up at Arizona State minus 2.5. The game has moved very quickly from minus 2.5 to minus 6.5. And to add to that, you might think to yourself, oh, America loves the Sun Devils. America's hammering the Sun Devils to get them the minus 6.5. No, 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 no. In fact, it's quite the opposite. 80% of the bets are coming in on Mississippi State. That means there is big money hammering Arizona State right now. Average Joe, college football fan, is betting Mississippi State because, well, they're getting fed SEC propaganda everywhere they turn, from ESPN mostly and a handful of others. So average college football fan Joe is like, wait, I'm getting more points and more points and more points with Mississippi State. Sign me up for that. Well, guess what? The big money, the wise guy money, is all in right now on Arizona State in this game. You've got Kenny Dillingham challenging his student section, saying we're going to break a record for student attendance at the game on Saturday against Mississippi State. They've never beaten an SEC team, excuse me. And good for him. They were like 400 short of breaking the record for student section attendance on Saturday against Wyoming. The record was set back in 2013 against UCLA, and they had something like 13,500 or 600, somewhere along those lines. So they were close on Saturday. I hope, and I think they're going to break the record, by the way. I think that place is going to be nuts in Tempe, as it should be. Kenny Dillingham's getting a lot of love this week, and clearly the wise guy bettors are on Arizona State in this game. So keep an eye on that. And then the other thing, the other game that moved very quickly against the spread, Baylor, Utah. This game opened up at Utah minus 17, and depending on where you were looking and what you were seeing, Utah is down to minus 14 to 14.5 in some places. So this is a combination of average Joe better liking Baylor and the big money liking Baylor, at least early on. It's moved anywhere from 2.5 to 3 points very quickly. So a lot of money came in on Baylor to cover the spread at Utah. And to me, a lot of that is being driven in large part by respect for what Dave Aranda does on defense and what he can do on defense. So as much as anything else, I don't think it's any disrespect at Utah. But, man, I'm looking at that and I'm saying that's because Dave Aranda is now calling defensive plays. And I assume, as I would, I haven't given a pick yet. I'm not telling you what to do with the game. But there's reason to believe that Dave Aranda, back in the saddle, calling plays with that defense, some key pieces are there. They can at least keep that game within a couple of scores. And you got it at 3 scores right out of the gates. So that made that very appealing for a lot of folks, and they jumped on Baylor. So we'll see what happens before we get to kickoff, but just know that was some of the early action, some of the big movers around the Big 12 Conference early in the week. Now, all that being said, just a couple other things I want to touch on here as we put a bow on the show, talking Big 12 football. West Virginia is getting crushed. West Virginia fans are saying Neil Brown, this is the same old guy, he can't win these big games. Let's pump the brakes here, please. They played a team that I think is going to be in a college football playoff. Now, maybe we all looked at this game and got a little too excited. And it wasn't just you and I, by the way. It was most of America. It opened up, the line opened up at Penn State minus 10. It moved all the way down to plus 7, or Penn State minus 7, West Virginia plus 7 by the time we got to kickoff. So we all bought into the West Virginia hype a little bit. What was there not to like? But West Virginia has everything in front of it here. Maybe this was the worst of the 12 games the Mountaineers will play this year. Maybe they learn a lot from this game. They blow out Albany on Saturday. They handle Pittsburgh on the road. And then this is where we really find out about this team. Kansas at home September 21, bye week, and then Oklahoma State on the road, Iowa State at home. Then you've got K-State, Arizona. Trust me, if you're a West Virginia fan, you'll know before Halloween whether or not this season's going to be a bust. And if it's going to be a bust, then we'll have a conversation. But I'm not jumping off of Neil Brown. The guy took the responsibility. He fell on the sword. And I get it. You're like, when are we going to start winning some of these games? Well, hang on a second. You've got to rebuild. You just played a team that I think is going to be in a college football playoff, not just in the playoff, but win a game maybe in the college football playoff and then some. So we all bought in a little too much. It happens. It happens. But I'm not bailing on Neil Brown or West Virginia right now. I'm not doing it. People are overreacting on that front. The other thing that I admit is an overreaction is to Arizona State. And I have been nothing but positive about Arizona State. The most impressive team I saw week one. But, I want to see more. That's all. I want to see more. I am not going to sit here and call them a Big 12 contender after one game against Wyoming. I'm not. But you get a convincing win over an SEC opponent, sign me up. You keep those defensive touchdowns rolling. Not saying you need two like you had on Saturday for the first time in 10 years. I'm not saying you got to prevent Mississippi State from crossing midfield in the first half. But all in all, you keep this train running if you're Arizona State, and things are going to get a lot of fun really, really fast. It's going to be absolutely outstanding. I'm Pete Mundo. We are Heartland College Sports. Thanks for joining us on YouTube, on the podcast, and of course, as always, on Spotify as well. Now, we're going to put a bow on this for now. We're going to be back here as the week rolls along. Make sure you are joining us. Subscribe to the channel. We appreciate you guys doing that on YouTube, on iTunes, and on Spotify. And if you haven't yet, please leave that 5-star rating and review. Oh, you on the forums? Because we want to see you there. They're free at heartlandcollegesports.com. We'd love to say hi. We got a lot of great interactions, comments, and meeting really cool fans across this conference. So come join us on the Heartland College Sports Forums. In the meantime, have a great rest of your day. I'm Pete Mundo. Go Big 12.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.